News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The rapid expansion of data centres is apparently costing us a small fortune. 715 million euro drained from the Irish economy between 2015 and 2023, and the equivalent of 360 euro to household electricity bills. Now, that's according to a report that is based on data from Airgrid. And with us is Rossi Leonard, who is data centre campaigner with Friends of the Earth, who can give us a bit more insight into those figures. Rossi, will you walk us through the numbers?
Hi, Anton. How are you?
By the way, are you Rosie or Rossi?
It's Rosie, thank
Rosie,
you. But everyone
my apologies.
Might sound like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, so as you said, what this report really shows is that Ireland's approach to data centres is increasingly a cost of living issue. So data centres are using 22% of electricity on the Irish grid. Globally, this is completely unprecedented. Data centres are using more energy here in Ireland per capita than anywhere else in the world. And what's that? What that's doing is acting like a rising floor on Ireland's energy demand. And it means that we are more and more vulnerable to price shocks in the wholesale market, and that is driving all of that is driving up the cost of wholesale prices. And what that means is that when the bill comes in the door to you at home, there is an added cost kind of baked into that bill that is due to the rising and constant demand of data centers.
Now, there's no counter argument you could make that says that by virtue of the Airgrid and everybody else knowing that there is a solid 22% demand there, that they can make the kind of investments in the grid because they know they have a purchaser for them. There's no counterpoint to support that theory, no?
Not really. Now, you're getting at something very interesting about renewables that I will come back to, but this is about wholesale prices. So what data centres are doing is, because they have such a constant and such a high demand in Ireland, it means that we're forced to buy fossil gas, and our wholesale prices are increasingly linked to fossil gas, which is really volatile. And as we've seen recently with the attacks on Iran, with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, fossil gas markets are incredibly volatile, and it's exposing us to price shocks. So as you said, all of that has cost us 750 million extra on top of our bills. And into the future, we projected in this research that could rise to between 1.4 to 1.6 billion euro over the next 10 years if we do not limit the demand from data centres.
What does that mean per household in terms of average cost?
Well, it means that if you're living in Ireland, over the last 10 years, you paid at least an average of 360 extra on your bills. It means that into the next 10 years, if nothing changes around the state's policy to data centres, you could be paying upwards of 500 euro extra. And what's kind of interesting is that figure kind of rises if there is another price shock. So that could be more than that. And these are all very plausible scenarios. As you said, they are based on data from Airgrid. They're based on the demand that's been contracted. So it's a very worrying picture, and we really think that if the government is serious about reducing the cost of living, electricity prices in Ireland are the highest in the EU at the moment, they're going to need to tackle data centres.
Well, Lorcan Allen is with us. He's Irish Data Centre Supplier Alliance Director. Lorcan, why do we want these things?
Because they're the foundation of our modern economy, Anton. I mean, like, some of the figures there are, when you take them in, okay, Our data centers are essentially our factories of the future. They take our electricity, they process it into data services exports. Like, our exports for 2024 alone were nearly 280 billion euros. Like, almost 60% of all our service exports now are from technology.
It strikes me these are very highfalutin terms for what is essentially a large hard drive with nobody really working on it.
It is. But at the same time, this is what the modern economy looks like, Anton. I mean, the comparison there, the 22% of our electricity is coming for data centers. You know, there's no global equivalent to that. Well, in Germany, which is renowned for its heavy industry accounts for 45% of all electricity use in Germany.
But heavy industry produces cranes and cars and trucks and generators and jobs and ecosystems and sticky industry and years of education and all of the rest of it. Data centers don't.
They do. Of course they do. They support 270,000 jobs in our tech sector here. The Irish supply chain that builds data centres is globally...
How does a data centre support 250,000 people in the tech sector when they preceded the existence of the data centre? You're saying that if we don't have data centres, Microsoft leaves?
If you think that if we close Ireland for business, that these companies won't stay here...
Those two are not the same.
At the same time as well, Anton, my organisation, the IDCSA, represents the supply chain that build these data centers. There's going to be over 200 Irish companies in Cannes next week for the Global Data Center Congress event. Those companies support over 10,000 jobs, so they do between them. They're building data centers. They've built, they started off here in Ireland, but the Irish supply chain network is recognized now as a global supply chain. We're best in class. We're building data centers in Finland, in Norway, in Sweden, in Germany, in Spain, in Italy, in the US, all over the world because of what we do. Those are the jobs. The data center themselves don't take a lot of job people to man them, but the people who build them, deliver them from design all the way through to construction and servicing, those are the jobs that the data center industry supports. And Ireland's a world leader in that. We should be proud of that. Some of our data center industry has helped foster a new generation of Irish multinationals that are building stuff.
Okay, let me bring Rosie in on those points. What about that, that we will not only create jobs, we will create an expertise that is exportable, and we will create a basis that says to all of our FDI IT investors, look, you can put your stuff here, and at the same time, we can flog you power and make profit off it.
Yeah, so there's some really interesting things to draw on there. So first of all, in terms of actual jobs in data centers in Ireland, like data centers use 22% of the electricity. They less than 1% of the entire Irish workforce works in a data center. So this is not a good trade-off. And it's taking a huge toll on other aspects as well. So last week, the Climate Change Advisory Council came out and said that data centers are at risk of actually cannibalizing renewables. So clean energy, which would bring down electricity bills, which would make our grid more resilient, that is being threatened by the rapid pace and scale of data centers. Some data centers are necessary, absolutely, for digital services, but the size, scale, and speed of data center development in Ireland is really, really abnormal, and it needs to be reined in. And if data centers' energy demand in Ireland was lower, households would be paying less for electricity than they are now.
Let me go back to Lorcan on that final point. So Lorcan, do you accept that contention?
I do not. And even if you go to, there was a recent stat published by Wind Energy Ireland, more than half of all renewable energy, wind and solar, connected to the grid since 2021 has been funded by data centers, by tech companies, corporate power purchase agreements between data center companies. So, I mean, they're actively helping to bring new power onto the grid. There was six offshore wind projects in Ireland that were entered a state auction system to try and get state support. Only four of them were successful. Two didn't, but they're still being built because they were able to negotiate contracts with data center companies that allowed them to project finance the build of those. Those are going to be built in Arklow and up off the coast of Loud. I mean, so the idea that the data centers are sucking up all of our electricity, they're actually actively helping to bring on new investment in renewables. You ask any renewable energy company in the country, are data centers, how important are data centers for your business? They say it's absolutely critical. Okay. They provide a new route to market for them. They open up and they reduce curtailment.
Okay, well, I'm conscious we have an awful lot of text coming in that I want to give because they give there seems to be people who are very impassioned about the topic. So to give just time for them, let me say thank you very much to Lorcan and to Rosie. That is Lorcan Allen, Irish Data Center Supplier Alliance Director, and Rosie Leonard, Data Center Campaigner with Friends of the Earth. Texts say data centers are necessary and the best place to put them is temperate climates like Ireland. Another, we are part of the issue here. We are all responsible for creating the demand for data centers. What do you think is supporting our smartphones, social media use that all feed into this? Why don't data centers pay for their own electricity? Well, Lorcan would say they very much do. There's an interconnector from Ireland to France for any excess from their nuclear. If people just adopted cats instead of looking at cat videos, we wouldn't need as many data centers. The argument isn't about data centers. It's about how badly our public services have been at delivering energy infrastructure. And one along those lines, data centers are not the sole problem we have. Our NIMBY attitude towards planning permissions for wind farms, solar farms, even hydro is what is crucifying our energy supply. From an environmental point of view, Ireland is perfectly situated for data centers due to our climate, as the energy they use is a lot less than somewhere way hotter or way colder. The same people complaining still love posting their objections on surveys and reports. There's no such thing as cloud. All data is on a hard drive in a data center somewhere on the planet. If you have a view, 53106 or 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.